T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Shawshank Redemption.
Redemption.
That line, get busy living or get busy dying. I waited for it. I watched about 3/4 of it again. What is it about that film that you just can't? If it's on, you're going to watch it. Let's go to Mr. Lou Gall. Hey, Lou, welcome in. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Tom, thanks for having me back on your show. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, Dan told me that you've seen Uncut Gems. I have not.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think Dan has. And Dan says it's a great example of Adam Sandler's acting chops. I think they're non-existent. Tell me why I'm wrong, Lou.
No, he's very good in the film. Very good. Because he's willing to surrender to the roles. He doesn't play Adam Sandler. He plays the characters in these, which is very smart of him, I think. I actually thought he might get nominated for an Oscar for that performance. He didn't. But certainly he's been praised, and rightfully so. It's a very intense film. It's no easy comedy to do. It's a tough drama about a diamond dealer looking for a way to get out of his debts. And I know it sounds like a typical storyline, but it's so well done and so intense. And it's a full, I think it's at least 2 hours long. I mean, it's not some quick film. It's but well worth seeing, especially if you're a Sandler fan. You know what I always liked about him, Dom? He took care of his friends. He'd always make sure they had work in his films. And I know that may seem a little self-serving, but he's considered to be in Hollywood a really good guy and never comes across. I only interviewed him once in 1994 for Airheads, and which he made with Steve Buscemi, which is one of his first films. But even then, he was pretty down to earth and took the question seriously, and it was fun to interview.
Well, you recommend it. Dan recommends it. I mean, how can I go against that? if Joe Sibelia said no, then I might have that.
Dom, I just want to give you a warning, though. It's a great film, one of the better films I've seen recently, but it's a masterclass in building tension. There's not one part during the entire movie where you can take a breath, and it's 2.5 hours of just nonstop action. It's really well shot. It's kind of hard to hear at some points because it's shot in a way that is supposed to be natural, like a natural conversation. So I suggest watching it with subtitles, but just a great performance by Sandler and truly a masterclass in building tension in film.
And where do we find it?
That's available on Netflix. It's the #2 trending movie right now on Netflix.
All right, I will give that a shot. Now, Lou, I hear that you're a big fan of the drive-in movie theater. Pop-up and varieties are coming back. There's one in Delcy. But what memory does Lou Gall have at a drive-in theater?
I remember that we were very lucky. I grew up in South Jersey. We were born in Philly, but grew up here. And in South Jersey, there was a lot of open space at that time. So there were a number of drive-ins. So they just were here. The Circle Drive-In on Route 38, Maple Shade.
Yeah.
I first saw Shane and North by Northwest on that big screen at night. It was just such an incredible thing to see. We used to sit out in front of the cars and in little chairs and watch the movie. And that was great. Also, the Pennsylvania Drive-In, my memory of that, was that's right on Route 73 next to the Pennsylvania Mart, and it had John Wayne's The Green Berets there. And the traffic was lined up from just about the Taconic Harbor Bridge to the drive-in with people waiting in line to see it. They were so excited about seeing it. It was I know it was a critically panned film in a lot of ways, but it was a very popular pop film for people, especially for veterans who went to see it. Also, there was a Garden State drive-in on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, and they would show drive-in films like 2000 Maniacs. I remember seeing previews of that when we were driving back from Philly, and it was shocking then. It's still shocking now. And also, the one people most remember is the Taconic Palmyra Drive-In, which is right next to the bridge. It's a huge theater. I remember seeing The Pride and the Passion there in 1957 with my Uncle Tex, who promised to take me to a movie. And we went despite a snowstorm because he promised he'd take me. And we sat in the car. We ran over to the, true story. We went over to the concession stand. We got some hot food. He kept the heat. Then they had the in-car heaters.
Yeah.
We put the in-car heater in, and we sat there and we watched the movie. It was the greatest night. It was just seeing the film wasn't the greatest film necessarily, but to see Frank Sinatra and Cary Grant and Sophia Loren on that big screen and the snow coming down a little bit, it was just, I'll just never forget it. And I thank my Uncle Tex for that.
Is that, I'm going to ask this, Lou, because you know we do a side question every day. I don't think I've ever done it. What is your favorite movie moment in a theater that you remember? I have several, but what for you, seeing 5,000 films in theaters and drive-ins, is there one that you remember?
The thing I remember most was Schindler's List, I guess, when I saw that. And people literally, including myself, couldn't get out of their seats afterwards. It was just so powerful and so well made by Steven Spielberg. I remember where I was. It was at the Cherry Hill Cinema. And I saw it, and I really just couldn't get out of my seat right away. It just knocked the wind out of me.
Well, I remember that one of the first times I had you on, we were doing date night films. This maniac calls in and says he went to see Hannibal Lecter with a female for his first date. And you're such
date
a gentleman.
Night, yeah.
I'm like aghast saying, what are you talking? You know, and you're like, well, tell us more about that. God.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, the guy probably has an interesting story. Anybody taking somebody? Actually, his date probably had a more interesting story.
Oh, God. Well, she went out during the bathroom, during the back window. I think we ascertained that. But, yeah. But
let's hope he didn't cook her dinner that night.
Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we have to do that, Lou. I'm going to use that as our jumping off point. Now, Dan has seen a couple of episodes of this. The Jeffrey Epstein documentary on Netflix. Have you seen any of that yet, Lou? Apparently, it's pretty hot.
No, I decided not to see it. It's just kind of I'm just not in favor of seeing that.
It's a hard watch, Dom. It's a really hard thing to watch.
If it was a drama, if it was a film, you know, like a regular film, I would see it just to, you know, to see it for what we do. But I don't have to see that. And I've read so much about it. I've had enough.
Gotcha. Lou, a parting area for you. You have Variety's recent actor and actress fees for a film. Has that gone down because the film industry is in deep trouble right now? Give us a sense of that.
Variety printed the money issue recently, and here are some of the prices they had in there. Margot Robbie, who's in Birds of Prey, she makes $9.10 million a film.
Ooh. Overrated. What?
Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he made $10 million.
Ooh. Robert Downey Jr. No, look, I don't like the guy so much. You know that, Lou, but I'd have to say DiCaprio for $10 million. That's a good deal.
But we can analyze this a little bit, too. What's interesting, people might say, well, why would he do it for $10 million? Because he wanted to work with Quentin Tarantino again.
Yeah.
And that's Leonardo DiCaprio is really smart. He never puts the money first. He always puts the work first because he wants to build a body of work. I respect him a lot for what he does because he could make more money.
Yes.
He could do, you know, more exploitative films, but he doesn't usually. I think he's pretty amazing what he does. And again, he did Once Upon a Time in America, in Hollywood, rather, with $10 million. The next one is The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle. I'm sorry, I couldn't do it. Robert Downey Jr., he got $20 million up front. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who I heard you talking about earlier on the show, his name, he did Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. He got $20 million for that. But the big one so far right now is Ryan Reynolds, who made a film for Netflix. It hasn't been released yet, called Six Underground. He was paid $27 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you imagine? Well,
up front.
Yeah, absolutely. Lou, we have to continue this the next time you're on and get some of the... Who's the highest paid actress out there?
The highest paid actress is probably Julia Roberts, if she wanted to work.
Okay.
Probably demand the highest. So yeah, that would be my guess.
Okay.
You know, you brought up something when we started talking about this, Tom. Everything's going to change because theaters aren't going to be what they used to be. You're not going to seat as many people. They're not going to have as big a grosses. It's a little frightening what might happen, but I think things are going to change big time for exhibitors and for studios and everyone else in the business.
Absolutely.
And,
Well, we know that Lou Gall will be there with me. I don't know how many years this is. I don't know when we started this, but it's
got to be 30 years, Don.
Oh,
it's got to be 30 years.
Yeah, I know. I was in my early 20s when we started it, Lou, so it's about 30 years. You're right. Hey, Lou,
thank you. I used to do them four. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I used to do them at 1 o'clock in the morning or 5:30 in the morning. It's all that stuff.
Yeah,
we've got a better time now.
My alarm got a workout.
And we have Dan and Joe here now. Thank you, Lou. Thanks for the joy you bring us every couple weeks. We appreciate it very much.
Nice to say, Dom. Until 2 weeks from now, I'll see you at the movies. You take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.